Agenda item number five, discussion and possible action on resolution calling bonds for redemption and other material relating to Brazos River Authority Water Supply System Revenue Refunding and Improvement Bonds Series 2005B by John Hall, Chief Financial Officer.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, as you may remember back in this, the previous budget year and even the budget years before that, we had talked about and proposed paying off some of our bond issuances that we had where it made sense, where they were callable and the interest rates were such that made some sense. Actually, in fiscal 11, going back to fiscal 11 and fiscal 12, we paid significantly down some of our bond issuances and paid them off with cash that we had available primarily from the PK divestiture funds and stuff. This is one more that we had talked about back then and looked forward and said, well, we might choose to do that also. And as we look at this and in consultation with our financial advisors and stuff and look at things, makes sense, I believe, and I'm recommending to pay these bonds off. The 2005B, you can see down there the second line from the bottom. There's $8.5 million of principal that is due in this next month. February 2014 is the period where the bonds become callable. And by that, I mean they're eligible to be paid off or refunded and refinanced. And we looked at refunding and refinancing these bonds as an alternative, and we could do that. If we did that, we would probably, the average interest rate remaining on this $8.5 million is between 4.5 and 4.8%. They're different rates depending on the series you're talking about. But they're in that range. If we were to refinance them and issue refunding bonds, we'd probably drop 100 basis points, 1% down. Somewhere in the 3.5% range would be the refunding bonds. And, of course, you'd have bond issuance costs and things like that associated with refunding and reissuing new bonds. So there would be some savings. But as we looked at that and said, well, you know, again, you just saw what we're earning on our monies at less than 60 basis points, less than almost 0.5%, roughly. It just didn't make sense in my mind to refund these bonds at 3.5% and pay the bond issuance cost on that. I believe we've got the funds available in our reserves that certainly keep us in very good financial position even after paying them off. And this is what I was demonstrating here in this particular fiscal year. Started the year with about $53 million. And then the surplus we project will probably be greater than that before the year's over, as you know from previous years and things. But then the capital expenditures, you may have remembered we had projected or had in the budget as much as $18 million. And we could spend up that much, but I think it's more likely we're going to spend closer to probably $12 or $13 million this next year on capital expenditures. And then you can see with the $8.5 million that we would pay these bonds off, still leaving us over $33 million, which is very close to what we projected last year, or in the current budget of about $35 million. So it still leaves us with very adequate reserves, I believe, and is the prudent thing to do in trying to pay down something that we're paying 4.5% to 4.8% interest on, but we're only earning 0.5% on at this point. And that'll help us in the budget process going forward to this next year from a standpoint, because that debt service will obviously go away and will help to keep our rate stabilized that way. But I'll be happy to answer any questions about that. That's the recommendation, is to do that. And again, we're in agreement with our financial advisor that makes sense to do that. They even, you know, they actually stand, the bond council, you know, stands to get some fees from reissuing and refunding, but they recognize that even though that they don't get any fees out of just paying the bonds off, but they recognize that makes sense to do so. So that's my recommendation. I'll be happy to answer any questions about it.
No questions. Do you have a resolution?
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, I do have a resolution here. And this one is a little bit longer. It's not real long, but it is definitely a little bit longer than the previous resolutions. But I'll read it here. Whereas the Brazos River Authority, in parentheses, the BRA, an agency and political subdivision of the state of Texas, is a conservation and reclamation district created and functioning under Chapter 8502, Texas Special District Local Laws Code as amended, pursuant to and in furtherance and purposes of Article 16, Section 59 of the Constitution of Texas. And whereas the BRA heretofore issued bonds payable from the net revenues of the BRA's water supply system, to wit, Brazos River Authority Water Supply System Revenue Bonds, Series 2005B, in parentheses, the bonds. And whereas the BRA is authorized by Chapter 1207, Texas Government Code, as amended, and other applicable laws to redeem and prepay all or part of the bonds, and whereas the BRA has available funds on hand which are sufficient to redeem and prepay the bonds, and whereas the Board of Directors of the BRA, in parentheses, the Board, has determined that it is appropriate and in the best interest of the BRA to redeem and prepay the bonds, and whereas the BRA will, in connection with such redemption and prepayment, call the bonds for redemption as soon as reasonably practicable. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that, Section 1, the Board hereby incorporates the recital set forth in the preamble hereto, as if set forth in full at this place, and further finds and determines that said recitals are true and correct. Section 2, the General Manager slash CEO of the BRA is hereby designated as the authorized officer of the BRA and is hereby authorized, appointed, and designated as the officer or employee of the BRA, authorized to act on behalf of the BRA in carrying out the procedures specified in this resolution. Section 3, it is hereby found and determined that the redemption and prepayment of the bonds is advisable in order to reduce the amount of water supply system debt outstanding. The bonds are subject to redemption at the option of the BRA, and the authorized officer is hereby authorized to cause all of the bonds and are subject to redemption to be called for redemption as soon as reasonably practicable, and the proper notices of such redemption to be given at a reasonable price of par, plus accrued interest to the date fixed for redemption. The authorized officer is directed to cause to be given the appropriate notice of redemption as required by the bonds. The authorized officer is further directed to transfer or cause to be transferred to the paying agent slash registrar for the bonds the funds necessary to accomplish the redemption and prepayment of the bonds on or before the redemption date. Section 4. The authorized officer shall be authorized to execute, deliver, and file all documentation and take all actions deemed necessary or appropriate to accomplish the purpose.
Heard the resolution and motion to adopt.
So moved.
Peter, second. Robert, please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Excuse me, yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.